Okay, it's Black Friday, and you know what that means. Stampeding customers crashing through doors, elbowing and shoving to get in on some incredible bargains. These kind of doorbuster sales are not a recent phenomenon. It turns out crowds were lining up for deeply discounted items as far back as the 19th century. We asked linguist Ben Zimmer to look into the history of the term doorbuster. He says one story traces it back to the 1890s and a Philadelphia-based department store called Wanamaker's.
They were selling calico for a penny a yard, so that was a big savings, and it happened to be at a time when calico dresses were very popular.
Shoppers couldn't wait to get in on the deal.
So there was a big crowd that rushed in to buy the calico. And in the process, the window of the door to the store got smashed. And the story goes that a store official there at Wanamaker's said that bargain certainly was a doorbuster.
So in the 21st century, if you want to avoid this...
I just got hit in the face with a bag.
Or this... Not that I'm recommending it, but you could skip the brick and mortar and shop online.